Blog Talk Radio.
Convention to the Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo.
Everybody, Stephen Bobo here, Bozilla, if you will. Get ready for a show. If I have a viewer or the person I'm supposed to interview, have them come on in and say something.
Hello, how are you?
All right, how are you? Thank you for coming in. How are you today?
Good. Thank you. I'm good today.
That's good. That's good. It's about time we get the show done, huh? We've been trying to get this done for the longest. But I do appreciate
yes,
your waiting and asking those. Straight view waiting around to make sure that I get this done for you because there's something that needs to be told. I tell you what, you take the floor, you go ahead and say what you need to say because you know more about it than I do.
My name is Stacy. I'm from Florida, or I live in Florida actually. I'm actually from Cleveland.
Oh, wait.
That's right, in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm here to tell. I run a advocacy page for prison reform in the state of Florida, which is desperate need. It needs desperate help down here. It's not all sunshine down here, especially behind the gates. But my fiance Patrick was 17 years old back in the, been down for 30 years, and he carries 2 life sentences plus 50 years. The state of Florida is excessive overkill on sentencing. Pat was 17 years old and was sentenced to prison for carjacking and that burglary. 2 years
wow.
into his
carjacking.
Yeah. Burglary. He got 17 years at 17 years old, mind you. And he went in 2 years into the 17-year stint that he, you know, was serving. There was a riot. And he was charged with rioting, 2 counts of aggravated assault on an LEO, which a law enforcement officer, or as they, or as they're now known as correction officers, and 2 counts of battery. He killed no one, and they gave Pat 2 life sentences plus 50 years. For fighting in a riot.
My question, real quick. I'm sorry. My question is that 2 life sentences plus 50 years. So
yes.
You tell me he has to die twice and come back and do 50 more years for something that there's no body for. Yes, that sounds almost like Ohio. You know, like I say, Ohio, you come on vacation, leave on probation. I don't understand
that's
those
a
are,
Florida
those are
thing.
States that,
yeah.
But Florida and Ohio,
actually,
they
I will
go
say
neck
this.
And neck. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will tell you this. In all of Florida's prison history, in all of it, Pat holds the longest sentence for this crime. He holds the record in the state of Florida. Basically, I guess back in the early 90s, there was a lot of rioting going on. And they just basically set an example out of him. You know, that's what they did. That's it. They used him as an example. He's been down for 30 years. He's 47 years old, and they stole his whole life from him. You know, you can sit and talk to Pat, and Pat will tell you, you know, look, I'll never admit to what I did was, you know,
right.
I'm not going to. But you give me a young kid, and you know as well as I know, a young male at that age, they are going to just act without thinking. You know, they all think they're invincible, and they think that they can just, you know, do whatever, and they don't really pay attention to the consequences. But what's so crazy is this. They offered him 30 years as a plea. But like he said, who is thinking about taking 30 years at the age of 17 years old? You know what I'm saying? Or 19 years old. Right.
30 years. Exactly.
Right. And he's like, I'd be 50 years old before I'd have got out of prison. And I'm like, but you're 47 now. And you're, you know, and we're like literally fighting for this. Pat's case will set precedent. That's why I have a hard time getting, you know, help or whatever, but it's just a big doggy dog world down here. Florida is the third most incarcerated state in the United States. We have over 100,000 prisoners in the state of Florida. We have over 15,000 life sentences in the state of Florida. You can literally go in. They have a law down here. It's called PRR, post-release reoffending. You have guys that have a life sentence for just robbery under $500. No joke.
That's just ridiculous.
No kidding.
I've never heard of a carjacking carries a life sentence, especially this nobody.
And well, now the carjacking, he got to 17 years, but see, they gave him life for rioting.
For the riot in prison.
For rioting and assault on an LEO. Now, I mean, like I tell people all the time, when you're in a fight, okay, you know and I know, everybody gonna get hit.
Somebody gonna get hurt. You're right. That'll go.
Right. And like I tell people all the time, I have all the utmost respect on authority. I grew up in that era, you know, where we were told that.
Right.
But I was also raised where you question authority as well. And my question comes to, I know a lot of people, you know, have seen on the news all the stuff that goes on, you know, and that's been happening with Mississippi Department of Corrections, Alabama Department of Corrections, you know, we have a serious problem in this country, and mass incarceration is unsustainable at this level. There's no way. There is just no way. And I will even furthermore go back, and I will say it. It all stems back to this country's beginning. I'm a firm believer.
Don't get me started.
I'll go there. I'm white.
I'll
go there. My kids are right. And I'll be the first one to say it. The 13th Amendment, all it did was make it legal for slavery. This is modern day slavery at its finest. Florida is huge on warehousing. Down here, they're warehousing humans for money. It is about money.
Yep.
This is all about money. And when people start realizing that we have a severe problem in this country, and it's not going nowhere, it's going to get worse. And it's only a lot of people close their eyes that, oh, this can't happen to me because, you know, oh, well, that's not my problem because it hasn't. It will happen, and it could happen.
Yep. Yep.
And yep. I just beg people to listen. I mean, you know, who are we as a society, especially to look at people and say, you know what, you're savable, but you're not. Who are we to just throw them to the side? We are nobody to be able to do that.
A lot of our problems
went with a lot of our problems started when we started giving powers taken away from judges to make the decision. You know, we're supposed to trust that judges are impartial. But why when we've taken it and we put all the power in prosecuting attorneys? You see all these exonerations of innocent people. This is not by mistake, people. This was designed. This is designed to tear our society apart. And people are not realizing. For every incarcerated parent or person in this country, you're taking them away from our children. They are.
Yes, you are. That's
the
main thing.
They have children. Yes. And, you know, and then the Department of Corrections, they never are family friendly. I tell all of them, and I don't have a problem. I will look all dead at them and tell them, you work for me, baby. I pay your bills, okay? See, because you're a state employee. You're a state employee. But, I mean, it is, as people know down south, it's called the dirty for a reason. And, you know, I just wonder sometimes if people really knew what was really going on down behind scenes in certain places, would you go there and spend your money on vacation? Would you go there and
support
certain things? A lot of people, they walk around with closed eyes.
Right.
In American society, is the worst. Exactly. Exactly.
And there's so many people that come on Facebook and get kicked off of Facebook because they tell the truth. I've been put in Facebook jail numerous times. I'm in Facebook jail now, but I can't comment. I cannot comment on nobody's profile because of things that I said because people didn't like what I said. So that's how I went to Blog Talk Radio so I can say what I want to say. But this country needs to realize that that's not how it's supposed to be. We all have a right to say what we want to say because, damn it, you want to say what they want to say. When we go to court, you're going to say what you want to say.
That part, you know,
yeah,
you know, I think a lot of things started. It all started with taking parents' rights away as far as disciplining your child. You know, there's a difference with whooping a child and beating a child. There's a difference. There's a huge difference. And like I used to tell my kids all the time, look here. You want to call, you think you can threaten me and say, oh, well, Mom, you're being mean, da 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 da. Okay. Look here. Mama go to jail. She going to jail for a reason, okay?
There you go.
And
that's the whole
point
that we need to realize.
I was never going to lose none of my children. And I had all African American stepchildren that, you know, were boys.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't tell me that they aren't mine, and you still can't to this day. Both my children are biracial, but my mind is open, and I know that it is important for people to see that the color of brown is looked down on in this country. And I don't care nobody says. We got rid of, and I'll put my quotes up, we got rid of slavery with the 13th Amendment, but what we did not do was we did not educate that it was okay.
No, we didn't.
It was okay about other people's differences and to accept other people's differences as a part of that's what makes them who they are. And American society is very, very unforgiving. And you got, you know, we have a thing down here where the voters fought for Amendment 4 to give returning citizens the right to vote. You got a governor down here that wants to fight it tooth and nail and go back because he says, oh, they haven't paid all their fees. That how can you pay fees when you come out and you sat them in jail for 20, 30 years? You don't have any kind of education. You have no kind of reform. You have nothing.
Nothing. Right.
There is nothing. Yeah. In the state of Florida, because when Pat received his life sentences, Patrick Peterson no longer could be was eligible to get any kind of education in any way, shape, or form.
Because I know what they got on the Pell Grant. It does say on the Pell Grant. You can't get a Pell Grant if you have a drug offense. You can't get a Pell Grant. You can't get a Pell Grant or you have a financial aid if you get taken by. You can't get that type of stuff. But you can be a murderer and get it. I'm not saying it's, you know, there's a difference. But if you're a felon, you should be able to get some type of money to go back to school to better yourself, because you have to beat that felony. You got the F on your life now. Not failing, you got an F on your life for a felony. So how can you need a job when you got a felony? While you battle that, you have to get education. You got to educate yourself. Like me, I went back to school. I'm getting my bachelor's, and I'm going back to get my master's degree because I have to battle my felony. Because I've been told so many times that no, you can't get a job because I got a felony. And I know that I am more qualified than the people that you hired of all the stuff I've done.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying.
And you know, the whole thing of it is we're very unforgiving. It's so unforgiving out here. And my thing of it is people say, oh, well, if you did the crime, you need to do the time. Hold on. What have you done, but you just never were caught?
That you got away with. That's right, that you got away with. Exactly right.
Exactly, because unless you can walk on water, you ain't perfect because we're human beings.
That's
if you can't walk on that water, I mean, you know, to me, like I tell people all the time, our government officials are supposed to be there to work for us, not against us, not on our own, not on their own agenda, nothing. I mean, we have our session going on down here, our legislative session. And I'll throw his name out there, Senator Jeff Brandon. You are a rock star. Is the best rock star in America as far as I'm concerned. This man, he gets it. He understands. Like he said, this needs to be taken care of. It needs, and you know, he said something the other day that was very, very, I mean, very poignant. You know, he literally told, you know, somebody, he said, you know, justice sometimes demands second chances.
Right. That's right.
And what's wrong with giving people second chances? Have you gotten a second chance? I know I have.
That's right.
Maybe I've even probably got second, third, fourth, fifth. You get up every day. You get up. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
who
right.
are you to lock people
Tell
away? Life without parole. Now, don't get me wrong. I do believe that prison was meant for a reason. Of course.
Yes, yeah, it's meant to happen. It's supposed to have the worst
society.
Of the worst. Right. That's right.
But
that's right.
The point of it is we in this country, the capitalist country of the world, found a way, let's just make money off of the people that we put in prison. Why do you think you got district attorneys and, you know, prosecuting attorneys that are selling out people? Where they literally sell these cases and they say, okay, well, here, I'll give you this case, but let me win this case. No.
That's exactly how it goes.
Our justice was about. Exactly. It is how it goes. And it,
yep.
And you should not be sitting in county jail waiting for years and years and years to go to court because they can, or because you
That's
don't
right.
have the money to bond out. What is that? I mean, they got people that have went and fought for our rights, the rights that
mm-hmm.
they all sing in the blues about. Oh, we red, white, and blue. Oh, this, that, and this. But you got them sitting, some of them who come back that have PTSD, commit crimes, get addicted to drugs, whatever. And you got
exactly.
them sitting in behind bars and treated like
that's
animals.
Right. That's exactly what I fight for. Also, my group I have here, you know, Danielle Andrews and Chrissy Wilson teach kids, and Danielle, like, the first thing she said, some of these kids have never been tested, especially when they go to jail, like the age of your boyfriend was 17. There's 16-year-olds in prison. They have no clue why they went. They don't, because they still fight. They don't know what wrong is wrong. They do what they need
right.
to do because they think it's how it's supposed to be. But you don't.
Their
brains
are not
that.
Totally
yeah,
developed.
You're not developed now. You're not. And that is proof about that. The kids don't have the intelligence, don't have the mind power to wrap around with the stuff that they have done. Because you can't understand me. The 70-year-old kid pulls a gun out and shoots somebody. Did he shoot that person over what? What are they shooting for? Because most
right.
likely he was angry, okay? He was angry. But did he really sit back and think about the whole repercussion that was about to happen to him?
Exactly. And what's so very, very sad is, you know, it's been proven that your frontal lobe is not developed until you're almost 25.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but I got Simpsons is almost 30, and I still think they got issues. So
I do too.
I mean, you just kind of keep going, you know? And I mean, life is about learning. And
exactly.
You just sit here and take people's lives away. You know, you putting these kids who's never known anything other, you don't know what they've been through in their life. You don't know what they grew up in. You don't know their backgrounds. You don't know nothing. But yet you're sitting there and you're telling them that you are not good enough to live in our society for the rest of your life.
Right.
No,
you don't have that right. And then you expect them, you send them to prison. And you might not sit there for the rest of their life, but you send them to prison, you give them years, you know that's all they know now is prison. Because at that age, you develop what you're around. So you're learning how to be
yes.
a better criminal. You're learning how to be a better
yes.
drug dealer. Trust me, they're drug dealing in that prison because they learn from the CEOs and learn from everybody else, because that's how they learn from me, because I was a drug dealer inside the prison. I brought drugs inside the prison. So that's what I'm saying is that they do not know at that age what to do. But yet you want to put them in a penitentiary with adult offenders, adult pedophiles who want to touch these kids and stuff like that, but then you want to know why these kids come out messed up. Give me a break.
Exactly. Like I said, like Senator Brandis, like he said, the overwhelming evidence of mandatory minimums is that they do not work. They
mm-hmm.
do not work, because 9 times out of 10, you take it to trial, you're gonna get that mandatory minimum. And down here, you just gonna look at them like they're crazy because it's so much. And I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but, you know, my ex-husband's family, they live down here and everything. He got a cousin that got into some trouble down here, and this man hurt children. Do you understand me? Hurt children.
Right. I got you.
This man has been and hurt his own children. He's been in and
mm-hmm.
out of prison twice, and did Pat has done what? Fought in a riot, and you charged him under habitual, and you charged him as a habitual violent offender, and he 19 years old, and this was a grown man. Tell me why.
That's just different. Exactly.
That part.
It's 19 years old, and that's just ridiculous. That man, they took the whole man's life from him, from his family and everybody else. And you tell me that doesn't affect the kids in his life.
Exactly.
Now you're affecting kids in your life, in his life. Just because he might have made a mistake, I'm not going to say whatever happened because I wasn't there. Most likely it wasn't because, you know, like you said, a fight happened in prison, just like you said, somebody going to get hurt. That's just how it goes.
Yep.
And like I said, you do this to this man. And now you've really jeopardized his children and his family because now the kids are like, look, daddy ain't here. Daddy ain't here. And then the first thing they'll say, well, where was the father? Where was the father? Was the father in your life? Man, go on with that. That's why I get mad, so mad. I watch the shows on TV. What's the name? Who's all the show? I can't ever think of his name. He's on CBS. He'll be with Oprah. Probably talking about, well, was the father in your life?
Dr. Phil.
Yeah, Dr. Phil. Same thing you want to say. Was the father in your life, especially if it was a minority family? Come on now, not every minority's father wasn't that. That's so silly.
No, and the sad thing of it is you know, once again, I'll take that and you go right back to slavery days. They used to tear black families apart. So therefore, black family, and have we repaired that? No, we haven't. We've never repaired anything. America goes in, they make these laws, and they never anything. Like they say, you cannot do better if you don't know better. When you know better, you do better. Like Pat said, he even said, it just sits here and you are going to literally, all you do is fester anger with all these life sentences. And life sentences have been shown to have little effect on crime rates since people age out of crime.
Mm-hmm. That's
meaning
that's
we're
so
spending a fortune. We're spending a fortune in geriatric care to keep people in prison who pose little threat to public safety.
Come on. Come on.
Where?
Come on.
Tell me that.
You tell the truth. Well, that's so true. We have 2 minutes left before it cuts us off. So I would love for you to come back. We got to do part two to this because you know everything that I've been saying, and I know that you got a lot to say. So before we get on, go ahead and preach what you want to talk about, who you're representing, and what you're trying to do.
I'm trying to get Patrick Peterson home. It's time he comes home. He's been in for 30 years. Let his mama have her son back. Let his sister, let his brother have their brother and sister back. You not just tore Patrick away from them, but you also put this man through hell for 30 years. And believe me, this is no place that you want your child to be at. You may not he may not mean something to you, but they mean something to us. And it's time that America starts changing these laws. These lawmakers need to change these laws and do the
work. That's right.
And let these
people
come home.
That's right. That's what I've said before. We do not worry about don't worry about the president. We need to worry about the Congress and the Senate. We have to take that apart. That way the president can't say what he needs to say. We've got like 2 minutes,
darling,
so I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I'll let you go, and please call back to Danielle and get another show booked so we can do part two.
Yes, you know it. I sure will. Y'all have a good night.
No, thank you, darling. I appreciate it so much. All right, y'all.
Thank
both
you.
Go out. Bye.
Bye-bye.